hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with We Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God, or to know Him better through His dear Son, Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way to come to God except through His Son, Jesus Christ. And you're going to be hearing more about that during We Kids. Alyssa and Egan, good to have you in tune. Hello, Christina. And Matsis, Christopher, and Derice, how are you guys doing? Nice to have you in tune. Carol and Caleb, I have this picture here of you two marching in the rain. How do you keep your radio dry, you sweet kids? Speaking about pictures, Joseph, Peter, and Matthew, I have this one here of you marching with your hats on during Hat Day. Oh, by the way, that gives me an idea. Dusty, Philip, and Danielle, nice to have you in tune as well. And Danielle, you wanted to know if I have a mustache? Not at this time, but maybe someday I'll grow one out again. Kind of like having a caterpillar on your front lip. And hello to you too, if I haven't said hi to you. Welcome to We Kids! Now, when Jesus was here on earth as the God-man, He taught people how to talk with His Heavenly Father. That is, how to pray. How are we supposed to pray? You can learn more about this during Bible time coming up soon. And during the wonderful We Kids March, here it comes, it's Hat Day. Thanks, Joseph, Peter, and Matthew for the idea. So be ready with something to cover your noggin. Christ-centered and kid-sized radio for little people and their families. This is We Kids.
Children, children.
Invite everybody.
Yeah.
This is going to be great fun.
Come on, everybody.
Children, children, come and listen. Come and hear of Jesus' love. Children, children, come and see Him. Come and see how Jesus loves. Children, children.
Lord, there's nothing better than Your love.
Come and bless us with Your love.
Let me tell you about the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Romans 5:8, God demonstrates, that is, He shows or He proves His own love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Youngster, that's a very important part of the gospel. Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary to take the punishment for your sin and for mine. Why? To prove how much He loves us. And the Bible says because God first loved us, we should love Him back.
Mr. Nick.
Well, hi there, Nicky.
Mr. Nick, you said that today is Hat Day during the march, right?
Yeah, it was this picture of Joseph and Peter and Matthew marching with hats that reminded me. Take a look at this, huh?
They're all smiling.
Good-looking bunch of boys, huh?
Yeah.
And I like those biblical names, too. Joseph, Peter, and Matthew.
Wish I had a biblical name.
Nicky, yours is fine.
It's not in the Bible.
Okay. How about Mephibosheth?
Hmm.
It's in the Bible.
Mr. Nick, I need a hat for the march coming up.
Okay. Down the hall, out on the hat rack, there are two caps that say Lundberg Family Farms. My favorite caps. Bring them both.
Hey, thanks, Mr. Nick.
One for you, one for me.
Great.
You're welcome, Mephibosheth.
What?
It's a biblical name.
I think I'll just stick with Nikki.
Okay, Nikki. Go get those hats, would you please?
See you, Mr. Nick.
Bye. Don't forget Hat Day coming up. And Bible time between now and then. Jesus teaches about prayer.
Did you ever talk to God above? Tell him that you need a friend to love, praying Jesus name, believing that God answers prayer. Have you told him all your cares and woes, every tiny little fear? He knows, you can know he'll always hear.
We move on to today's Bible time based on Matthew chapter 6. Now, you probably know that crowds of people follow Jesus Christ, and he taught them to live better lives and how to get along with others. He also taught them about talking with his Heavenly Father. Jesus said, "And when you pray, don't be like those people who don't know God. They continue saying things that mean nothing. They think that God will hear them because of the many things they say. Don't be like them. Your Father knows the things you need before you ask Him. So when you pray, you should pray like this. Our Father in heaven, we pray that your name will always be kept holy. We pray that your kingdom will come. We pray that what you want will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Give us the food we need for each day. Forgive the sins we have done, just as we have forgiven those who did wrong to us. Do not cause us to be tempted to sin, but save us from the evil one. Yes, if you forgive others for the things they do wrong, then your Father in heaven will also forgive you for the things you do wrong. But if you don't forgive the wrongs of others, then your Father in heaven will not forgive the wrong things you do. Wow, those are strong words, aren't they, youngster? Based on Matthew chapter 6. And here's a good verse to remember from the Old Testament. Psalm 66:20 says, "Blessed be God, who has not turned away my prayer, nor his loving kindness from me."
Jesus, teach us how.
Ooh, that's a pretty little song on We Kids, but it has a big, big message, too. Prayer is not just to ask God for things. As you heard during Bible time, starting our prayer off with Heavenly Father or Our Heavenly Father is a good way, as Jesus taught us to pray, and be sure to praise God for who He is and thank Him for the many blessings He's given to you, youngster. This goes for big people, too. Not the least of which is your life, and if you're healthy, thank God for that. And if you have the Lord Jesus Christ living in your heart, be sure to say, "Thank you, God, for saving me from my sin." And if there's more sin in your life, be sure to tell God about that. Confess that. Turn away from that. Ask for God's forgiveness and heart cleansing. And because of the work of His Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross, He will do that. Lovingly and graciously. Prayer is a very important thing. Be respectful when you talk with God. Be loving. And remember that He is the Creator, and you are just a part of His creation. This is Mr. Nick with We Kids, and it's time now for our wonderful We Kids March. I need some March leaders, and look at all of these hats, getting ready for Hat Day. Joe, I like yours. You got to be able to see out, young man. Would you like to be March leader? You're picked by Mr. Nick. Blake, you're March leader over here. Chelsea, can you carry baby McKenzie? Yes, you have the honor this time. Brenton, you're the March leader over in this family. And I'm looking at Gabriella, John Marvin, Bethany, Matthew, and Tyler. Oh, this is a difficult pick. Bethany, let's make you March leader this time. With a hat like that, how can you be anything but March leader? And the guys who reminded me about this, the biblically named Joseph, Peter, and Matthew, no Mephibosheths in this family, though. Wonder what happened to Nikki, by the way. I'm picking Peter as march leader in this happy herd over here. Hats on, guys, ready to march. One more, Bethany. I'm putting you ahead of Joshua, Alicia, Nathan, and who's going to carry Carrie? Yes, baby Carrie gets in on this, too. Joshua, will you carry her? And Mom, will you help out with this, too, please? Oh, speaking about Mama, speaking about Papa, if I have not picked a march leader yet, will you please help me with that? You know, I'd like to go through all these names, but I just can't. So thank you very much. Rules to our wonderful Wee Kids March. First of all, rule number one, feet in time with the music. Number two, knees up high. Whitney, I like that hat. It is wonderful. Three, if you're a big marcher, please watch out for little marchers.
Hey, Mr. Nick.
Nicky, I was beginning to wonder about you. Did you get the caps?
One for you and one for me.
Thank you, and the visors go forward.
Okay.
And finally, rule number four. Be sure to watch out for the trombone players during our wonderful Wee Kids March. And they're off. Lucy, it's not a race, dear. Keep that noggin covered. Harold, the rim goes down. Here comes Boucher. Alyssa and Egan go marching through. Nice hats, kids. Here comes Andy and Terry. Quinn, good marching. Here come the M kids. Mickey, Margo, and Molly, good marching. Wonderful hats, you youngsters. Joseph and Peter and Matthew, of course, are in on this. Yes, you guys are good marchers. Left, you lift. You left, you right, you left, you right, you left. Hannah, keep those feet in time with the music. I know, if Mr. Nick is having trouble doing it, how do I expect you to do that? Rachel and Sydney come marching through. Nikki, good marching.
Thanks, Mr. Nick. This is fun.
Yes, how can I expect anything but the best from the little guy? Here come the J kids, John, Julie, Josiah, and Joy marching through. Watch out for the bone players, Emily. And Caleb in good marching form here today. Hello, Blake. Are you leading or otherwise here, Chelsea? Baby Mackenzie's getting a little heavy, huh? Oh, I know how it goes. Gently now, Melinda. Not quite so high on the knees, Marina. Thomas, good marching. He's a good follower, isn't he? But you can never tell about Thomas. Hello, Katie. Hello, Courtney. Hello, Joey. And Danielle is doing well. Philip, good marching. Dusty, I like that. Noggin coverer. Branton, good marching. Phylum, Lindair, good marching, kiddos. All right, you're doing great in our hat day. Wonderful Wee Kids March. Rebecca, hope I like your marching style, dear. All the way to the end now of our wonderful Wee Kids March. And you kids are terrific marchers. Hats back to where they go. You know where they go, right? And then you may be seated.
Hey, don't forget to tell your friends all about keysforkids.net. The more the merrier.
Here's some music based on Psalm 5.
Over there.
words to this song are right out of the scripture, Psalm 5, verses 11 and 12. The Bible says, "Let all who take refuge in you, God, be glad." Psalm 5, verses 11 and 12 put into music on We Kids. Music, just to remind God that we belong to Him. Lord, we love you. This is We Kids with Mr. Nick, and now we go back to some of the basic rules of the Old Testament, still good for today.
Do not lie, do not steal, do not deceive one another. Do not lie, do not steal. Do not deceive one another. Do not lie, do not steal, do not deceive one another. Do not lie, do not steal, do not deceive one another. Do not lie, do not steal, do not deceive one another. Do not lie, do not steal, do not deceive one another. Do not lie, do not steal, do not deceive. Do not lie, do not steal, do not steal one another. Lie, 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 lie. That's Leviticus chapter 19, verse 11. You better stop so.
That gets right to the point, doesn't it? Colin Buchanan, thank you so much for singing for us to close We Kids. That's Leviticus 19, verse 11. It gets right to the point. Do not lie, do not steal, do not deceive one another. You're going to be singing this for the rest of the day. Mr. Nick here with We Kids. What a pleasure it is to gather the kids of the radio neighborhood, including you, young'un, for We Kids like this. Oh, remember today's Bible time, speaking of the Bible. During today's Bible time, the Lord Jesus Christ was teaching people about how to pray. And the verse to go along with that, Psalm 66, 20. The Bible says, "Blessed be God, who has not turned away my prayer, nor his loving kindness from me." Oh, youngster, how good, how faithful God is. What is this here? A little wind-up toy? Oh, isn't this cute? Let me give it a twist or two here. And let's see if it'll go. Oh, how cute. Look at this. Wait a second. This is not my exit vehicle, is it? I can't ride on this tiny little... Oh, no. I'm walking again. Youngster, until next time, remember, God loves you, and I love you, too. I truly, duly do. Bye-bye, kiddo.